Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
You probably thought it was going to say, here's Mike, because not only is Mike not here, but I always hit the wrong button. Good morning and welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. Today's crew serving you will be myself, Rob Spiewak, whose glasses are horribly crooked. I stepped on them, Josh.
I can't tell they're crooked.
You can't?
No.
My face is straight. Well, just
I'm sure it would have pissed off Mike, but I can't.
No,
tell.
I don't think it would piss him off. You think it would just he'd say, look, you look less than perfect. Josh is here, and also my son, newly graduated, Robert W. Spiewak III. And I'm gonna try today, just for show business, to call you Rob.
No, I don't want that.
You see,
that's weird.
His friends call him Rob.
You want me to go away? We can have Rob and Rob.
That'd be good. And then we could
please
do
it. No.
I think that would be great. Three B's all together. No, it threw me off when I hear his friends calling him Rob, because he's been Robert for 22 years. And they say Rob, and I turn my, it's just, I'm unaccustomed to it. So I'm not allowed to call him what other people call him. Mostly what I call him is Linus.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got enough kids running around, Josh. Do you ever do the thing where you run down a list when you're trying to think of someone's name?
All the time. And my girls just stare at me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Because they're like, they know I'm screwing it up. They know I'm mixing up all their names.
Stay out of the way and let them get there. Yeah, I guess I mostly call you Linus, and I call Linus Robert. I don't know. Maybe if it's the mustache. I don't know. But anyway, here we are. It is Wednesday. Mike will be back tomorrow, so we're here to hang out. Now, we were turned down today by my good friend, your brother, Matt.
He's on vacation.
He chose not to do ours. Kind of. He's on a cheap vacation.
The kids are out of school. He's not off work yet, so he's doing that whole that whole thing.
Because he, you know, I believe when he was on last week, you focused on his parsimoniousness. The man is cheap.
He is very cheap. Yes. And I guarantee is why he is on vacation in St. Augustine.
I mean, you just were with him in Boston, and now
he's
in your hometown.
Exactly. Now he's about 30 minutes away. Florida drives me crazy.
Why?
Because the towns are so large. To go from point A to point B in Jacksonville will take you 2 hours, and there's no traffic.
Yeah, it's like Houston. Houston is long and flat, and there is nothing close to each other.
I'm so used to when I would drive home in D.C., and I'd be in D.C., then I'm in PG County, then I'm in Bowie, then I'm in Crofton, then I'm in Annapolis, and all these small towns. And in Florida, I'm in St. Augustine. My brother's in St. Augustine. He's 45 minutes away.
Crazy. I don't like it. What they should do is a nice, simple grid system, and every town should be 1 mile square. That's it.
So I get people message me all the time, I'm going to be in St. Augustine, and it's never near me.
Well, people say, I'm flying into D.C., and
same thing.
I'm an hour outside of the city. I say, go see the cathedral. It's really good.
The good thing I have is 95 goes right through St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm. Your backyard, right?
Yeah. So I always say, I'll meet you at Bucky's, because everyone wants to stop at Bucky's, and it's right there on 95, and I can go up there and meet you.
Great bathrooms. Great bathrooms,
and
great,
really good food.
Great almonds.
Everyone's always overhyped. I've never been there, so I can't really talk. But
I think it's so
overrated. Yeah,
well, it is.
I don't
overrated.
Get the hype.
I don't either. You know what? The gas is too expensive. They do overcharge for gas. You pay for that convenience.
But like, describe it. So it's just like a giant, it's a sheets. It's like a novelty sheets.
It's a sheet.
You combine sheets and Target.
Yeah. And then there's like, to your right, there's like several hot food counters where you can get a nice drippy sandwich to take into your car. Yeah. Brisket is very good. And then if you keep going to the right, there's a full service clothing boutique. They have beach toys. They have everything.
Yeah, I see Bucky's branded everything. Like, they have everything. Yeah,
it's like all the stuff you'd find on like a mom and pop gift shop type thing. It's all that stuff there. I've purchased many gifts for people at Bucky's.
Your Robert keychain came from Bucky's.
I have a keychain and I have Bucky's Santa pajamas. Those are my two Bucky's
I have the Santa pajamas as well.
They're good.
That's great.
And I have like the full beaver costume.
For a second, I thought you said Bieber. Also great.
That would also be good.
Yeah, yeah.
I hear he's going bald.
So, oh, is he?
That came across my feed the other day.
He's been weird. I've been
30-year-old and he's bald.
Yeah, I just see stuff on Instagram, him just being like a weird 30-year-old dude now. And he's like super cryptic, like a kind of Kanye.
Yeah, I see it. And I mean, he's always been a little weird, and now that he's 30, which is very creepy.
Well, and fatherhood.
Yeah, true. That changes a man. Well, I like the notion of him going bald and welcoming him to the club. I think that's good.
Well, that's funny. I remember in elementary school when he was like super famous for just being a kid.
Right.
If you got set, or if someone said you look like Justin Bieber, that was the biggest insult you could have ever got as a third grader in elementary school.
Do you remember when Jabril went to the book fair? Do you remember, did your schools have book fair?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, where you could
go and book fairs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you walk around the library and you get Jabril, my third child, who is doing well, by the way, and we talked to him via electronic media at Robert's graduation. Jabril bought a Justin Bieber poster just to tear it up.
Hold on.
What?
What is electronic media? Did you text him? Did you FaceTime him?
No.
Did you send an email?
He posted. Commented on my Instagram. That's what he's referring to.
That's electronic media? No, it's a Facebook comment?
Listen to that.
No, it wasn't Facebook. It was Instagram.
Yeah, he commented on my Instagram.
Which is cool. And then, he occasionally... Media. Yeah, electronic media.
Electronic media.
Yeah, I mean, because if you don't have electronics, how's your phone going to work? It's all electronics. It's all transistors, Josh. All right. Anyhow, Jabril tore up the poster and paid cash money for it and tore up the poster of Bieber. What drove that?
Hold on. Yeah. Stop. Are we even streaming?
No.
It's not counting down in the corner.
And there's no go live. But we were
because we had comments.
Weird. Well, no, they might have just commented because they're here for the place.
But the countdown only starts when I press go live. Let's continue the show because I think we've been having fun.
We have been having fun.
And we'll just...
Robert, you having fun?
I'm having a blast.
I can tell.
Rob, do you have a clock?
I do.
Because there's no timestamp in the corner, and I rely on those timestamps.
You see, what I have is an analog backup. This is the time equivalent of my yellow pad, Josh. This is a time.
He's been waiting for this moment for this to happen just so he can pull
all
this
of
out
a sudden,
for
I'm
months.
A hero. I'm a hero with my 1970s technology.
All right. Well, hold on. Let me start my stopwatch.
Is it like a 60-minute stopwatch?
No, it's the app on my phone.
Oh, I was hoping it would be like the old-fashioned kind.
No.
You know, you all click and you stop.
So let's edit that out.
Oh, I don't know that we need to.
It was a good bonus show segment.
It was good stuff. That was an extra.
Was. That was
in
all.
Any case, Jabril.
Well, let's just keep going.
Yes. 3, 2, and 1. So Jabril bought a poster of Bieber and tore it up. Now, was he that hated or was Jabril just being Jabril?
I don't even remember because I could see. Okay. So if I was my age now, and Justin Bieber was as big as he was.
Okay.
I could see myself not liking him out of a sense of jealousy.
Sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But Jabril was like an elementary school kid. So I know. What does he have to be jealous of?
Well, he was always his own child.
Yeah, no, I remember it was I don't know, you just didn't want to be like a Justin Bieber fan. Like that was like a bad thing.
I understand. Remaining a huge Justin Bieber fan is a former intern Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
And I will occasionally give, and she also liked O-Town.
I don't know what that is.
It's a boy band created in Orlando.
Okay.
O-Town. So I will give her an occasional hard time about that. But that's not why we brought you here today. Today, I've been binge watching a show that's almost current. I forget how I found it. I just happened on it. Have you watched The Sex Lives of College Girls? It's on HBO.
No, but Kelly has. I've seen bits and pieces. I've seen maybe half an episode here and there.
It's really entertaining.
You realize that's not really directed towards you, and it sounds creepy that you're just admitting to watching The Sex Lives of College Girls.
Well, you know, then I'm a creep. Then I'm a creep because I think the dialogue is great. I like the plots. It is written by Mindy Kaling, who is very funny. But
I can see Mindy Kaling in the little bit of clips that I've seen.
Yeah, she's very funny.
I can see that right in. Okay.
But the reason Robert happened upon it, and he said, "What are you watching?" And I said, "The Sex Lives of College Girls." And he also looked creeped out. And I said, no, it's fine. But they were playing, the whole first season is pretty much trying to get into fraternity parties. And the beer drinking games they have in the fraternity parties. Now, I drank in college, not to a kill yourself amount, but I did drink. Waited till I was 21, but I never played drinking games because I didn't need them. If I wanted to have a beer, I'd have a beer. I didn't need to bounce a ball into it. And right, so
that,
Robert
that wastes
was
the time. You just it's a waste of time. Alcohol.
Exactly. So Robert was commenting on one of the drinking games they were playing, and I started to ask him about what's popular. You know, he's just days out of college. What games are popular for drinking? And I asked him about I tried to keep up. I said, "What about Flip Cup?" And he says, "Oh, it's very complicated." And there are other easier ones. So, Robert, what are your top drinking games that you would participate at WVU? Let's go.
Yes. Yeah, so, without a doubt, my favorite is this one called Beer Die.
Beer Die, like D-I-E?
Die, like a D-Y-E.
Oh, like yeah. A shirt dye. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or I guess it's like D-I-E. Yeah. Never mind. But so our frat house was really big, especially in the party room. So we had really high ceilings and there was like a basketball court in there. So we had space to play this, but you get a big table, like one that you'd play any game on for the most part, just like out of wood.
Yeah.
And then
a wooden table.
Yeah. It's teams of two and each team.
Did you have someone you liked to play with?
Nah, I didn't care. It's just fun to play.
Okay.
But yeah, you have your own cup and you place it in your corner and each team has like half a table and with the two corners.
Yeah.
And then you have
is it
die.
About the size of like a ping pong table? That's
yeah,
what I'm envisioning.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Like that. And then just keep picturing that ping pong table. So where it's divided down the middle.
Sure.
And each team you have a die, and then when it's your turn, you throw the die up in the air. It has to go above 10 feet. And then when it goes up, it has to go over to the other side of the table, bounce off the table, and then hit the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And if it hits the floor, you get a point. And then the other team, they have to try and catch it. And if they catch it, then there's no point.
What do you drink?
You just kind of drink like as it goes on.
Okay.
But yeah, you have to you drink by the time it's done. Like there's a certain amount of points that has to be, like if you have 4 points, you should already have 2 beers done. So by the time the game's over, you'll finish 4 beers.
Okay, always.
No,
yeah, always.
So you know what that means, Josh?
This is
everybody
always
wins.
My problem.
What?
This is always my problem with drinking games.
What?
Is I am super competitive, which means mm-hmm. I should love all these. But some of them are the stupidest things I've heard.
This sounds dumb, but it doesn't make any sense.
All right, let me try. I actually have here a die. It's brass, yeah. But it's still a die. Mm-hmm.
But
like
you're
going to
hit your ceiling if you get it 10 feet.
Well, I'm not going to. You know what? This is just an exhibition, please no wager.
So yeah, try and throw it up, but have it land on the table, but get high up.
Okay, here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
See, that would have been no points.
I hate this game.
That
it doesn't matter what the die lands on, like
and
a number.
I feel like
no, it doesn't. So, but then there's like other factors too, like some stuff
of course
gives you more points. Like if you throw the
what
die
if the
up,
die,
and it,
what if the die bounces off the table and hits a person?
Oh,
because
good.
I feel like the die is going to go. I feel like it's a lot of looking for the die.
Yeah.
See, you'd think that it'd be hard to like track, but it's pretty easy to track the die. But sometimes it'll bounce up and hit the other team. But you honestly want that because if it hits them, it's probably going to fall. We do like a little.
So
house.
There's a strategy of bouncing the die off of another brother.
Yeah, but you can't just like go for it because you're also throwing it 10 feet in the air. So it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all luck, but when the die drops, it's super unpredictable. So you're like diving, you know, across the table to grab it. I think you guys would do really well with a video.
You can catch it.
Do you what?
You can catch the die.
Yeah.
So that the other team doesn't hit the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'm in. I like that part of the game.
Yeah. So like,
but Josh, you don't drink.
You could technically like run to the other side of the table after you throw it and try and like block it from them. It's just. You know, it's kind of hard to do. But
that's a little bit like that spike ball game.
It's a lot like spike ball, just minus the like volleys. But
wait. What is spike ball?
It's like an outdoor game where you have the net in the middle, and it's like volleyball, where you throw the ball into the net. It bounces up. The other team has to hit the ball in the air to hit the net again, back and forth like volleyball.
When I was little, I played with sticks. I don't know what this is.
You don't know the name of it, but you would know it if you saw it.
All right, good. Spike ball. So this is your favorite game, and what's it called? The die game?
Beer die. Yeah.
All right.
You should use two, and then it could be beer dice, and that doubles the fun.
Each player has a die. It's turn-based. But there's like other stuff you can get points. If you make it in the other team's cup, it's worth like 4 points. And if you make it in your own, then there's like usually house rules. Like if you in some way make it in your own cup, we had a rule where you had to like call your parents and tell them something that the other team decided, you know?
I don't remember ever getting any of those calls.
Well, because I'm good at beer dye.
He's the best. It's my son.
Have you ever tried playing with one of those large, oversized die?
Oh, that'd be fun.
No, but when I was a pledge and you're playing, you know, the brothers want an advantage. So instead of a solo cup, they might give you like a mop bucket. So it's super easy for them to make it into your cup.
I like that. I like that move.
Uh-huh.
But the thing that bothers me about it is that when all is said and done, you've had two beers, whether you win or lose.
Yeah, but it's like fun. It's fun. It's a fun way to drink without just sitting on the couch and, you know, watching TV. Like I do. You're active and you're engaged and you're talking and hanging with your friends and you're competitive. It's fun.
All right. How long does a game normally last?
10 minutes. Yeah.
Do chicks play it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Everyone plays it.
Yeah.
It's the top college game. Sorry, I keep hitting the tripod.
You're fine. But you call it the top college game?
I think so. Like there was a couple big companies that toured West Virginia with like brand deals with the fraternities. But it's like this big beer dye company and they
Parker Brothers?
What do they make for a beer dye company?
Dice table, like little cups. They're basically solo cups but like reusable.
Any cup is reusable.
This is the same company that made beer pong stuff, and they just replaced it with a die.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, they're just like branding it to get more money.
I bet they also do cornhole.
No.
No, only drinking games.
They do host tournaments. Well, it's not like a league, you know, but that this company, they came to West Virginia my junior year, and then they had a campus-wide beer dye tournament that people participated. Someone in my frat won, I think. They won a bunch of merch, but then like a couple $1,000.
Well, according to Google, beer dye was invented in the 1970s by naval officers.
That sounds accurate. Yeah.
No one else claps? No one else loves the military?
Yeah.
I don't like beer dye. I don't like this game.
You don't like this game?
No.
Well, then we'll have to cancel it for the cruise because I just bought 6 brand new dice.
Yeah.
From Parker Brothers.
What's the next game?
Yeah, what's another game that you
because
can enlighten
here's
us
the pro-
on?
Here's my problem. Is beer pong, I can look over and understand the rules and instantly jump in and be competitive.
Right.
Flip cup, still not that confusing.
Oh, it's pretty confusing.
I can play along.
Okay.
Beer die, I look over and it's some idiots just throwing a die in the air.
Yeah.
I really think if, I'm not saying to give it a try, but I think if you were to see it or like play it, it would make a lot more sense than me explaining it because I'm like not good at explaining things in general.
I think you did great. And you know who would love it? I think Mike would love it.
Mike would hate that.
Because what would happen is there would always be one more rule and you would have to introduce them as the game goes on. Yeah. It's like, oh, the die landed over there. So now you lose. What? Right. What? Yeah. What? This doesn't make any sense.
It really does feel like that sometimes.
Sure.
Does any of the rules have anything to do with what number the die lands on?
No. So
you could throw anything.
No, there is a rule.
Okay, now I'm interested. Okay,
I forgot about this. So
okay,
it's your turn.
Right.
You've just thrown the die.
All right, and let's say it lands on.
Well,
okay,
wait.
I got it.
So you just threw the die, and it hit the table, but it landed on the table. It didn't fall off the floor.
Right.
It never went off. So then what you can do is as it stops, you can guess what it's landing on. And if you guess correctly, then you get to go again.
All right. So this won't be a 10-foot throw. Mm-hmm.
And then what you want to do is like stereotypically they'll throw it. And then like as soon as it stops, we'll kind of cover it. So I can't see.
All right. Are you excited about this, Josh? This is going to be, this is what my son got from college. Here we go. I'm rolling the die. Boom.
Three.
Okay. Three.
Yeah.
It's one.
One. All right, so it's your turn.
All right. Okay, well, I pass.
Yeah.
All right, what's the next game?
Yeah, give me something better.
I give it, you know what, Josh? I give it a thumbs down. I don't know about you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. If I could get those little bubble.
Everyone's cup of
where's
tea.
Those bubble thumbs?
Yeah, bubble. I wonder if I get anything for double thumbs. No, I guess not. Anyway, next game.
Beer pong's also a classic. I mean, you guys know about that, but that's always fun. Just...
Is that where you put the 10 cups?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
One thing that's different now that I hope wasn't really, you guys weren't doing, but when you're playing beer pong, no one ever just puts the beer in the cup anymore. That's like non-existent. No one ever does that. So they fill them with water, and then you just sip. Like, it's kind of like an honor code where, like, if they make the cup, then you're supposed to just take fat chug of your cup.
Why? That's because wrong. you're worried about germs. Is this a germs thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're living in a fraternity house.
I didn't make the rules, but that's just how most people play. Nah.
I guess this is the modern civilized.
You don't want COVID in that beer.
Mm-hmm.
Beer COVID.
Well, everyone at West Virginia University is very concerned about COVID.
Yes, and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so beer pong is that. What about when I was a boy, I didn't play it, but I seen it. Does anyone play quarters anymore?
I have no idea what that is.
Wow, Josh, quarters?
Yes, I haven't played quarters. I'm familiar with quarters, though.
Okay.
That's where you'd have to flip it up against the edge, right?
No, you have to bounce it into the drink.
Okay. Oh, right. Quarters was bouncing.
Right. Okay.
A quarter into the drink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually seen people play this. I've never played it, though. But
With inflation, now they play it with a $5 bill, and it's much harder because the bill doesn't bounce.
No, they use those dollar coins.
Yeah.
Sacagawea.
If they still make those.
They do for the casinos. What's next? What's your other favorite?
The last big game, this is what I think most people play the most, like especially during pre-games and stuff. We call it Rage Cage. It has a bunch of different names.
Is it related at all to the Borg, the Blackout Rage Gallant?
No.
No, okay. Just checking.
It'll get you guys drunk, though. but there's basically that same size, like, ping pong table. You have, like, 8 to 10, we'll say, like, 6 to 10 people playing.
Okay.
And it's everyone's, like, by themselves. It's, like, free-for-all for the most part. And you fill the table with solo cups, usually, like, 30, 40 solo cups full of beer. And then
full or just like some?
Like full, like half.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is probably a keg related game.
Yeah, this is. And then the death cup, which is like a cup that's full. It's like a full beer. And then there's usually like a shot or two mixed with it. It's nasty. You don't want to end up with that.
Yum.
Yeah. and then so everyone's playing at the same time, but only one person goes at a time, where when you start, there's all the cups on the table. You grab one, chug it, place it down, and then you bounce a ping pong ball into the cup, right? So once you've made it into the cup, you then pass it, the ball, to the next person, and they grab a cup, drink it, set it down, bounce it in. But when they bounce it in, it's in the previously stacked cup, so it keeps getting higher and higher and higher.
I see. So you're stacking the cups.
So as you're drinking and getting more drunk, it's also getting harder to bounce it in.
Right.
And whoever is the last person to make, basically whoever gets stuck with the death cup has to drink it. So you just want to make them as fast as you can without...
Have you ever gotten the death cup?
I think so. Just one time.
I love watching Josh's face while you explain.
Well, I know it's weird. You guys on my screen are frozen. You're making the weirdest faces.
Don't look at that.
Reacting to this.
I am following along, and I understand this game a little bit.
Yeah.
But instantly when he's talking about laying all the cups out filled with water... My brain.
Well, that's Pong. This has beer in it.
Yes,
this
is Rage. He's talking about covering the table.
Yeah,
with a golden cup in the middle, or whatever he called it.
Death
so
cup.
Instantly, my brain goes to Rehoboth Beach, and those games where you throw the wiffle ball into the jar and you got to try to land it in.
And those are impossible. You can't do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So is it a game of chance?
I think all of these are game of chance.
Whether or not you live, game of chance.
Yeah, game of chance. But we see those. I see those a lot during pre-games. I remember one time, this sounds like not a good memory, but it's a good memory for me, where we had my freshman or sophomore year, we had a pre-game, but we did a game of Rage Cage, but with 100 cups, 100 solo cups.
Right.
And I remember starting that 100% sober and finishing that like really trashed, but it was fun.
That's
like,
my
it's
son.
It's a good WU memory for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Is it better than touching the lump of coal?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, before each game, the team touches a lump of coal.
I understand.
Yeah.
I think that's common. Like, you know, at the...
well, not the lump of coal.
No, but, you know, University of Maryland, they touch the turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the terrapin.
Mm-hmm.
Raven games, they touch the Johnny Unitas foot.
Oh, okay.
The full body's there, but they touch the foot.
It's not his actual foot.
No, it is a... Well, unless they dipped it in bronze.
I was going to say, yeah. At VCU, everybody touches the meth pipe. Right before the game. We have no teams. Well, we have basketball.
Yeah.
But the football is no good.
And they're always pretty decent at basketball.
That's what they've been for the last 30 years. Yeah. Right. Decent.
Every 4 years they sneak in.
Hey, I think you guys made the tournament, but we didn't. So.
Oh, and yeah, your whole team, your whole school was bitter about that.
Oh, yeah. I just wrote a paper on this, actually.
What was it? They got aced out somehow? Or?
Yeah, we got snubbed from
this
the tournament.
WVU,
we had like more... I don't even want to rant about it, but there's no reason we shouldn't have made the tournament.
All right, then let's move on to topic two. Topic two. Robert is home now. He finishes up, gosh, two more days and you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I'm taking a Maymester class right now, which is just like, it's really fast paced. So I just have a lot of stuff to do, but after May, I'm done.
You'll actually get the paper.
Yeah. So even
very
though
cool.
I walked in May, I'm still technically an August graduate.
But you got the better booking. Because
I'll have my summer free.
Cool. So you're home, you're living at home, and you went out this week and got something done that I thought was pretty cool. And Mom did not.
Oh, yeah.
So if you could walk us through Josh, you'll like this story. Because
yes.
It started in the morning.
I'm interested.
When we were together, we were, you know, Mom was at work, and you told me that.
So I got a tattoo this week, and
okay.
I love it. I have a hoodie so I can't really show it, but.
You can pull your sleeve up.
I like the timing. I like doing this right after college graduation, so it's like you're an adult.
If anyone's seen one,
and
the ink's all splotchy, but if anyone's seen one,
yes, so it's a skull. I've seen that skull before, where it's more of a cartoonish skull.
It's actually available as a Netflix icon when you choose your icon for Netflix.
It's from the TV show One Piece, which has been going on since the 90s. So like I've been watching it since middle school, but I'm 22 now and it's still going on, and so it's just been a part of my life for a long time. And I don't know. I've always kind of wanted it, and the real kicker is that I was gonna get it next week, but my friend Brian, shout out Brian Gomez,
woo!
If you guys need
hashtag
tattoo,
Brian Gomez,
he gave me a very good deal just because I've been friends with him for a while. But
he had a cancellation.
Yeah, he had a cancellation that morning, so I got the whole thing with color for a very, very good deal, which has been awesome. And
that's
it's
good.
I love it.
I like the tattoo. I love this position, the spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I look forward to when you are 45 explaining that you have a cartoon on your arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? When he's 45, it probably will be stretched out a little bit just because, you know, 3 years of it. I think it's pretty cool because I know that he's followed this show and this style of show as long as he's watched television. So
yeah,
I approve.
Yeah.
And it's yes, I totally understand.
It's weird for people, but I've been watching anime like my whole life. So it's not. As some people like think it's like really weird, I've never really looked at it like that
it's been part of like my Oriole bird that I have on my arm.
Yeah, it's just like
same type
I don't
of
know.
Thing.
It's just how it's nostalgic for me.
Yeah. And so he gets it, he gets a great deal. He wasn't even expecting to get the yellow in the hat done or the red band. He was just going to get an outline. He got a beautiful tattoo. And he comes home and earlier in the day Carrie had said, "Where's Robert?" And I said, "He's out doing something."
Did you know?
Of course,
I told my dad, but I didn't tell my mom because I knew how she was going to react was well, how she was going to react.
You thought you knew.
But also, my mom's been wanting to get a tattoo for a while. Like, we're getting close to it, probably 2 years now, where she's been wanting to do a family tattoo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But she can't make up her mind. And she's just a really indecisive person in general. So I think her seeing me get one that left her out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
messed with her.
What's the first thing she said when she saw, when you came in and you rolled up your sleeve and you showed it to her? What did she say?
She's like, oh, what made you want to get that? And I was like explaining what I told you guys, and I was saying I got a good deal on it. And she's like, yeah, I don't like it. No.
I'll tell you what. Do not go. Your first line should not be, I got a good deal on it.
Yeah.
Because
but this is also this is
forever.
His second tattoo.
Yeah.
This is not, oh, okay. You have a little guy too.
Yeah, I also have a little. Okay, so she's mad that she wasn't a part of my tattoo, but my first tattoo is like for her. It's three hearts, but it's like my mom, my sister, my grandma. So.
Okay.
Like, I don't gotta dedicate
and now you got the skeleton for your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, mine is coming up.
I actually did want to get a TCB tattoo, like similar to what he has, completely unplanned before he got it. And then he got it, and I was like, damn, well, now I feel like if I get one, I got to get that exact same one.
Because I saved the stencil for him so he can do it.
Yeah, no, you're stuck. Now,
stuck.
You are.
I always thought I was one of the hearts.
You have to do that.
Yeah, no.
That sucks.
Now,
I was one of those.
Now you could mix it up and just add a little lightning bolt down with the hearts, so then it's like you're adding your dad to
talking.
The family.
Yeah.
But
or an, just
when you
a
told your dad
those.
You were going to go do this, was there a little bit of an invitation like come get your second tattoo?
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Yeah. Go ahead, Josh.
When you told your dad you were going to get this tattoo, were you hoping he'd come along to get his second one? You know, get a cartoon that means something to him.
No, it's not what I imagined, and I'm glad that didn't happen.
The cartoon I think I would get would probably be Foghorn Leghorn. Is that as cool as your
anime? Oh, see, I was going to say
Elmer
Fudd.
That would be pretty cool, honestly.
Fudd is good. Yeah, it would definitely be a Warner Brothers character.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like Bugs Bunny.
Bugs is great.
I would suggest,
I'm looking at that Mel Blanc thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Robert, I would suggest that you and your mom go out and get matching Capitals tattoos.
Yeah, you guys enjoy
watching the Capitals together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that'd be sick because I wouldn't mind something like that in general.
How about a 0-8?
Or just either.
And it's also, it's cool enough that you don't have to tell your friends you have a matching tattoo with your mom.
Yeah, that's that's a really good point. I didn't even think about that.
But as you're looking for a family tattoo, you know Julia would never get a Capitals tattoo.
No.
No, she would get something like an antique hockey
helmet.
Well,
yeah, that's another thing where my mom's trying to find these like family tats that she likes, but then I like, but then Julia is just impossible. Like, just... I guess being in Richmond, like she's around all this art all the time. So she's just super picky about what she likes and what she doesn't. And so like a cliche, like flower that coincides with like a month is like Julia's not going to do that.
And
I
also,
wouldn't care.
And also Julia's running out of space.
Yeah, she is. I have tons
of
space.
That should tell her that's her reason to be less picky. Yeah. Is it'll just blend in.
It will.
And be covered up sometime.
Yeah, Robert is six foot six with lots of space.
Yeah.
Since you all have the last name that starts with S,
yeah,
I would go with the Stussy S. It's timeless. Kids bring it back every year.
I pass.
Call it
That's
something
a
else.
Hard pass on that. I'm
or
not going to
dollar
put
sign.
A dollar sign, no, maybe.
A dollar sign.
Yeah, your brother Matt has that, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can get
yeah,
a big was, dollar
right,
sign
get
on
a
my
nice
forehead
Scrooge McDuck
for SPIWAC.
That too. Yeah.
You know what would be good? Why don't we all four of us get teardrops? I think that would look really good and identify us as tough guys.
You know, it'd be great if you and Josh had like little print-on tattoos for a prank for Mike one time.
Oh, I'd love it.
You know,
best friend.
Yeah,
Mike will never hear this.
That's true.
No.
Maybe we do get some of those like tattoos that last 2 weeks that look real.
Yeah,
and we get some TMOS tattoos.
I'd love it
for the cruise.
I wonder.
Mike won't see us until then.
No, and I bet some listeners would be into it as well.
Could gaslight him and say like, yes. "Oh, I've had this. What are you talking about?"
Yeah, it's right behind my earring.
No,
that I've had.
No,
all
no,
these
no.
Years.
You don't get it. See, Mike hates our friendship.
No,
So if we make it look like we went and got matching tattoos right before the cruise,
yeah,
Like it's what we did in Miami.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I get it now. Yeah, you guys got to do that.
Oh, I was thinking maybe he would have think that we like drove up and met in like Norfolk.
Yeah. See, that's what I thought.
All right, that works too. Part of our King's Dominion trip.
That's right. Yeah. An hour under the tower. Mm-hmm. Details to come. Now I really am going to commercials. I didn't realize the good ideas are going to come flowing so vigorously. Can you stay for news? I have a news story.
Yeah,
I want you to
hear. Stay for news.
Attaboy. That's a good guy. All right, we'll be back. Mike O'Mara will be back tomorrow, but we'll be back with more of the Mike O'Mara Show when the Mike O'Mara Show comes back.
Summer is just around the corner, and the folks at Mint Mobile have a hot take. Getting a summer bod is out, and getting your savings bod is in. We want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, you can have both without breaking a sweat or breaking the bank. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, huge monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text, delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/TMOS. That's mintmobile.com/TMOS. From payment of $45 for 3 months, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Ethos. We are sponsored today by Ethos, and they ask, would your family be prepared financially if anything were to happen to you? Because the last thing you want your family to worry about is how they're going to pay the bills. Think about it. Tuition, mortgage, oof, even funeral expenses. But with life insurance from Ethos, your family is protected. I always thought that the traditional life insurance process was complicated. But Ethos is an online platform, and it makes getting life insurance fast and easy. You can protect your family's future in minutes, not months. There's no complicated process, and it's 100% online. No medical exam is required. You just answer a few health questions, and you can get same-day coverage without ever leaving your house. With Ethos, you can get a free quote and customize a rate that fits in your budget. 3 million families have completed their applications and trusted Ethos to help find the right coverage, and you should too. It's more affordable than you think. It truly is. And I've seen folks that really have to struggle when a loved one passes. I had an uncle pass, very unexpected, young guy in his 60s. And luckily, the family was able to handle everything because he was insured. But if they weren't, they could have lost their house. So you got to look ahead. You got to be ready for this stuff. You got to make things easy for everybody. So protect your family with life insurance from Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/TMOS. That's ethos.com/TMOS. These are my tidbits today. This is the story I wanted you to stay for, Robert. We've theorized on this show in the past that our president, Donald Trump, sometimes does things to distract from other things that he's doing.
I agree.
He does ridiculous things. Like right now, he's trying to pass the big, beautiful bill. And what's a good way to distract from that, Josh? What do you suppose? What do you suppose he did?
Well, I saw a new distraction yesterday about Canada.
No. This okay. is bigger than that. He has pardoned Todd and Julie Chrisley from the reality right, show. Now, Chrisley Knows Best.
Now, I haven't looked into this, but my wife brought this up last night.
Okay.
How, like, she thought it was a good thing, and they've been saying that they're innocent the whole time and something's going on, that there was something fishy where they got used as an example as being reality stars, where they got a harsher penalty or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know any of the details.
They this should go to jail just
from my wife and TikTok.
They should go to jail based on their show.
I don't know who they are.
Yeah, I'm in that same boat with Josh where I know of them because when I was younger and they had a show, you know, my mom's always watching the worst reality shows.
Kristen knows best.
But this one I didn't have a problem with. So
it's basically a neurotic realtor and his family.
Yeah,
his screwed up family.
Super ego, yeah. Egotistical, really rich.
How can I sell this house if you guys are going to make a mess of it?
Yeah. But yeah, so I was just reading stuff on Instagram and Twitter this morning. But so I don't know. Like, how does this happen?
Well,
like,
the president can
pardon anyone
that's $30 million from the bank.
I can tell you how it happens.
And there's also tax evasion. Yeah.
Yeah. The way it happens is that their daughter campaigned for Trump and spoke at many of his rallies or something.
I did see that.
So Savannah. That's how it happens. Savannah Chrisley.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's a controversy, whether they were wrongfully accused or too harsh a penalty or whatever. That might be valid, but it looks bad.
Yeah. Quote from the president. Your parents, he called Savannah and said...
That's what happens when you give another a reality star the presidency.
Well, I'm sure there's like a reality show club, isn't there?
Yeah, they all meet up at Comic-Cons.
And you can get signed. Donald Trump signed this. The captain from Down Under signed this. But the president says, your parents are going to be free and clean, and I hope we can do it by tomorrow. They've been given a pretty harsh treatment based on what I'm hearing. Yeah, the fact that they have to pay back $17.8 million.
As I know.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I'm so excited. I'm getting out of jail. I'm going to sell houses. I'm Todd Chrisley.
Now they can have their new show launch on that Fox News streaming service.
Yeah,
that'll be good. That'll be excellent. And the new show is called Chrisley Knows Prison. It's going to be excellent.
No, it's Free and Chrisley.
Don't you make up a name about me. I don't want that. Don't you talk about me, Josh Troca. You remember Barbenheimer?
Yeah.
When everyone saw Barbie and Oppenheimer in the same weekend? I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Were you part of the Stitchin' mission?
No.
Because this weekend...
No, but that sounds a whole lot more interesting to me.
That does sound cool.
Mission Impossible, the final Mission Impossible movie opened this weekend, and also the live-action redo of Lilo and Stitch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, growing up, Lilo and Stitch was one of your favorite Disney movies.
Yeah, that movie's awesome. I love Stitch.
And
maybe
I know you like
Stitch tattoo.
Oh, a Stitch tattoo would be awesome.
I have... Actually, I don't know if I still do. I used to have like a stuffed Stitch...
I think you do. And you have Stitch playing cards.
Yeah, and we went on that Disney cruise, and Stitch was like the best character to see running around.
It was. It flipped me out when we were on the Disney cruise because they do have wandering characters, right?
You're right.
And out of the corner of my eye, running up the grand staircase on all fours was Stitch, but Stitch the size of a human. And I'm like, that really was off-putting because it could have been like something
that's
else.
Scary.
Yeah, it was
no,
scary.
No, it is. No,
I was not scared by Rapunzel, but
I think I'll probably see that. I might see that movie, but realistically, I'll probably wait till it's streaming.
Okay,
but I've heard good things about it for a live action movie like that.
It brought in a domestic gross of $192 million.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
Yeah,
yes, it is. But it's also the perfect movie for your age, for Robert's age demographic.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Every girl is obsessed with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, it bested Mission Impossible. So if you want to take a day.
I've heard really good things about the new Mission Impossible movie, but I've never seen any of the other ones. So
Like Father, Like Son. I've never seen a Mission Impossible movie.
I thought you went and saw the last one and liked it.
No,
it is so odd to me that you haven't seen any of the Mission Impossible movies.
I haven't seen any. I mean, this isn't as big of a deal, but I haven't seen any of the Fast and Furious movies either. There's just so many of them that I don't really have an interest for.
I've seen all of the Andy Hardy movies and all the Three Stooges shorts, and I've seen every episode of the show Mission Impossible from the 1960s. So that's good. Good news. We talked about Britney yesterday smoking on a flight, right? Britney Spears?
Yes.
This is the way to save that image. She's trademarked her name for jewelry purposes, and she is going to be releasing Britney Spears jewelry.
You know,
and I bet
it
smells like smoke.
So long.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know who's doing a lot of merch right now because I bought her album is Paris Hilton.
Well, that's
I get
the
a text
thing.
From her every day. Yeah.
Britney was ahead of all these girls.
Right.
And now you've got the Kardashians and Paris Hilton and everyone else doing where they're selling all this other crap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of surprising Britney hasn't done this yet.
Britney posted on Instagram writing, "My first jewelry line is coming soon. Delicate, extremely different, and one-of-a-kind pieces. I'm so excited. Realizing how cool it is to be an artist that can be passionate in so many ways. Be tiny, coming soon. Girls, you're going to effing love it." So good news. And you know what? It's going to make Christmas so easy for us, Josh, as we buy our Britney Spears jewelry for our wives.
Didn't she also kind of become a little bit of a nut?
She's crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Yes. I'm not really aware.
It goes back to when she shaved her head.
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking of when...
And even when she's at her most sane, I don't like seeing her barefoot at a gas station. And that seems pretty common.
I just can't imagine.
I don't like seeing anyone do that.
I can't imagine being a young girl growing up in that world that, of course, it's going to make you crazy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Any of these people that go crazy, I completely accept it. Just like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Of course
I was just
he's
about
crazy.
To say.
Yeah. But would you buy Justin Bieber jewelry?
Oh, well, sure.
Like a nose ring, maybe? I don't know what he would sell. Something Canadian, I suppose. Perhaps the only connection between Steely Dan, Weird Al Yankovic, and Hulk Hogan has died. Do you even know who Steely Dan is, Robert?
I know him because he has that song in The Sopranos.
It's a band.
Oh, okay. Well, I know them.
Okay. The guitarist, Rick Derringer, has passed away. Really sort of a big guy in rock and roll music. He started with the band The McCoys and did the song Hang on Sloopy, then Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. He played the single on Weird Al's. He played the guitar solo on Eat It from Weird Al. He produced for Weird Al. But here's what I want to know. Robert, in 1985, he produced the wrestling album for WWE, and he wrote and performed the track Real American, which Hulk
really?
Hogan uses as his theme.
Yeah, that's like the best theme song ever.
Better than Fandango?
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool. Yeah, Hulk Hogan's theme song's like iconic.
Yeah.
But he's not a very well-liked person anymore. But
well, what Rick Derringer is, not
oh,
the
yeah,
Hulkster.
Rick Derringer is awesome. That's cool. So he you said he died?
Yeah, Rick Derringer passed away. Yeah.
And I still like Hulk Hogan.
I do too. I don't care.
He's
I like
got a bunch
him
of
because...
restaurants down here. I see him. I see pictures of him all the time.
Yeah, brother. He, remember, was paid by a disc jockey to make love to the disc jockey's wife.
Really?
Bubba the Love Sponge. But that's
oh, and remember,
that's another story
oh,
for another
that's
time.
Right. People don't like him because of politics. Remember,
yeah,
he
that...
spoke at like the Republican convention and unveiled his Trump Mania shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad t-shirt, brother.
Well, the WWE recently brought him back as like a special like legend throwback thing. And he came out to his music thinking they'd be a huge moment. And the whole arena just...
Fell silent?
No, it was all boos.
Boo.
Like, not even like a WWE
is,
boo, like a we hate you kind
wow.
of boo. Like,
wow.
That is disappointing because any wrestling fan should be praising Hulk Hogan, especially in
That's
that system where they're bringing him back in the ring.
Yeah, yeah. He's the reason that it's still a thing, so you gotta show your respect.
I suppose. He's 89 now, isn't he?
Are you serious?
No, I don't know.
Oh my god,
he's got to be old.
He
though.
Is old. He still looks like he's in pretty good shape though.
I'm sorry. I have to swoosh here. 71. When you were in West Virginia, did you ever have any encounters with the police of West Virginia? And you can be honest with me.
Just one time, but I don't really want to talk about
it. I understand.
Yeah.
Do you know who the West Virginia police picked up on DUI?
Who?
Mary Lou Retton. Oh, the little sweetheart from the Olympics so
oh,
many
really?
Years ago. Yeah. She apparently had just gotten out of the hospital with a very rare form of pneumonia. And she was picked up for DUI, driving under the influence of alcohol, controlled substances, or drugs, and forced to pay $1,500.
That sucks, because when you get pneumonia, the first thing you want to do is drink.
You
got
to drink it to kill all the germs. Yeah. But I think that's sort of a long way to fall. You don't hear about, do you hear about many Olympians, like many down the road, just screwing up like that? I know that, who was the guy that
Don't think about Olympians ever again.
Yeah, but she was such an America's sweetheart. Who was the dumb swimmer that
Michael
had his
Phelps?
Lochte.
Lochte, yeah. And he staged a robbery where he said
he was
mugged in a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that's another stupid Olympian. I hate him the most. But so Mary Lou, feel better.
Yeah.
And sober up. I just thought of people that you had to rank getting a DUI. I didn't think she'd be up there. The Scripps Spelling Bee is in D.C. and the finals are tomorrow. And I have here the top five words that people usually misspell. And they're common words. Josh, I'll start with you. Okay. Please spell congratulations.
C-O-N-G-R-A-T-U-L-A-T-I-O-N-S.
Nice.
I dinged you, but it wasn't up. Here we go. Perfect.
Oh, yeah, I got it. All right. Wasn't sure if I added extra letters in there.
No, you did good. Robert, spell appreciation.
Oh, God. A-P-P-R-E-C-I-A-T-I-O-N.
Perfect. God, we got smart guys here.
I did just graduate college.
That's true. Josh, spell this. Is I don't know why people misspell this. Spell amazing.
A-M-A-Z-I-N-G.
That's perfect. We gave you the restart. And Robert, this is probably the hardest one on the list. Camouflage.
C-A-M-O-F-L-A-U-G-E.
I'm sorry.
And that's not fair because he is West Virginia University where all they wear is camouflage.
That's true. It's C-A-M-O-U-F-L-A-G-E. And that actually reminds me of a time that I said what I thought was a pretty good joke, but the guy looked at me really mean. It was after a play that Julia was in, and the parents were waiting in the auditorium for everyone to come out. And a lady came through the door and yelled to her husband. She said, "Harold, I can't find Billy's camouflage pants." Because, you know, they were changing backstage. And I looked over to Harold and I said, "Then they're working, aren't they?" He did not think it was funny. He was very annoyed. I liked it. I gave myself a ding. Very good. All right. Food poisoning. I pride myself on keeping a clean kitchen, and I don't think we've ever had food poisoning in our house.
Not in our house. I've had it twice from the same place.
Which place?
The Chipotle in Leesburg. And that
it's that lettuce over at Chipotle.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. It took me over 6 years to get over like not eating at Chipotle anymore. Like I couldn't eat there for the longest time.
If I got food poisoning twice, I'd never go there. Mm-hmm. What's the matter with you?
It's so good. Like it's so good.
You're like a drug addict.
No, and it's so good. It's so good for you too. Like after a lift, and you get that.
I guess. Don't get it before the lift.
Good macros. No.
Because when you're doing the squats, you never know what might happen.
They have this new honey chicken right now, and if you haven't tried it before, I definitely recommend it. It's so good. It's honey chipotle chicken.
Thank you, Rob. This
I like
is
that
Robert
you went from like,
food chipotle. Yeah.
Right. You went from I got food poisoned twice, but you should all go eat there today.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? It's
just
sort
don't
of a
go to the one in Leesburg. I don't go to the one in Leesburg, but I go to the. There's like another one.
There's a. In the town I go visit, in the small town I go to in Georgia all the time,
yeah,
there is a Subway there. And everyone says, do not eat at the Subway because everyone gets food poisoning from the Subway.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's the only Subway in town, so people keep going back to it and they keep getting food poisoning.
Subway's really just bad, but like you can't go wrong with a sandwich, so...
I would not get lettuce at a... I would stay away from most... well, let's go through the foods that poison people and see what lands on a Chipotle. At number one, deli meat is the most common source of it.
Subway.
Yeah. 87 hospitalizations last year and 10 deaths.
Oh, wow.
This is from Consumer Reports.
Does it say which ones or...
Which died?
No, which deli meat?
Which deli meat? It doesn't say, but I'm feeling ham.
Yeah.
I'm feeling
it's definitely
ham.
The ham.
Yeah,
I feel like turkey could sit out longer.
Yeah, and anytime a meat has a rainbow color, stay away.
Ham gets that little slime.
Yeah, just slip it on out of the package. This is a weird one for number two, cucumbers.
Really?
Now, you can get cucumbers on your sandwich at Subway if you like, but it resulted in 173 people being hospitalized.
That's
cucumbers.
Weird. I feel like...
Is that the pesticides?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. And
cucumbers are... It's weird to say, but they're like trendy too. I always see people eating cucumbers, like sliced cucumbers or even just like regular
pickles too.
Yeah.
And also they put them in water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. My nieces, I remember, would run around just with regular cucumbers, just chewing them.
Yeah. I see. I
always
found
it very odd.
And here is another fact that you may not know. Do you know what the cucumber's closest food relative is? It's the cantaloupe.
Okay, I was going to say squash, but...
Different, you got to look at the seeds. The seeds are close. All right, 29 people went to the ER because of raw milk. I don't know any raw milk enthusiasts.
I've never, yeah.
But it's so weird that people would do that.
What context are you drinking raw milk?
People think that when you homogenize and pasteurize, it takes, what, the nutrition out of it? I don't know. But people drink raw milk and they get sick.
Yeah. I had raw milk in Africa and did not get sick.
Is it good? What does it taste like?
It was very. It tastes very fatty. And I don't like whole milk.
Yeah. Oh, so, well, I do.
I love Costco whole milk. I think that's the best.
I'd probably be.
And straight from the cow, very warm. You have to go cool it down.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't care for warm milk. Queso fresco resulted in 2 deaths and 23 hospitalizations. So the next time you're making street corn, think about that. Eggs landed 34 people in the hospital. I can see that because so many people take eggs out of the container. You don't know what the expiration date is. You just got to roll the dice.
Right.
Onions killed one person. Onions killed one person and resulted in 34 hospitalizations. Onions, another thing at Subway. Also at Subway, leafy greens, 1 death and 36 treatments. Organic carrots, I guess mostly the little baby guys.
Yeah, the baby ones.
Yeah,
the baby
ones. 1 death, 20 hospitalized. Organic basil.
I bet more people die from choking on carrots than food poisoning with carrots.
Yeah, if you eat them too fast. But if you cough them out just right, they're a great. They almost look like a Nerf gun. Straight out. And the last one, pre-cooked meats. All about Subway. So don't go to Subway. Go to, as Robert would say,
go to Chipotle.
Go to Chipotle and roll the dice. And then just if it lands on the table. Yeah. And we close with this. Wendy's. I'll say this. It's my favorite fast food place. They're debuting.
It's not bad.
They're debuting a grilled cheese cheeseburger.
That sounds good.
Now, you can say that Sonic and Five Guys has done this before, but it's not really what this is. This is 2 grilled cheese sandwiches with a burger in between, caramelized onions, mayo, and cheese.
I'm even more in.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'd have the worst heartburn ever afterwards.
I already get this thing out of the freezer section at the grocery store. That's like a cheeseburger, grilled cheese thing you put in your toaster.
Yes.
And it's like this. It tastes like a grilled cheese with hamburger in it. It's great.
That sounds good. You can't go wrong.
I think all 3 of us are friends. I really, really do.
You didn't mention it, but I saw recently that McDonald's is doing a new blueberry McGriddle with fresh blueberries.
They're taking a page from Six Flags, bringing back the blue ice cream.
It sounds good. I might try it.
I'll take it. Yeah.
The McGriddle is the only breakfast I order at McDonald's.
The sausage McGriddle is one of the most perfect things ever.
Exactly. It's so good.
Yeah. But
Does this thing come out from Wendy's?
Well, the thing is, it's only available in Canada right now. It's not in America yet. But
so when are we going?
When it does come to America, it only proves what I've always said. Canada is trying to kill us. 2 grilled cheese sandwiches and a burger? That's pretty magical.
It can't be as big as I'm picturing.
Oh, it is.
I'm picturing
they have to smash it down like a smash burger.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Wendy's, work on your fries. Your fries aren't
good. I think you need a little sauce on there. A little more than mayo.
Okay. Well, you know what? Look soon when Josh opens his Subway.
Yeah, anyone want to go to Canada?
That also has grilled cheese sandwiches. All right. Hey, you big dummy. I'm not talking to you, Robert. I'm not talking to you, Josh. I'm talking to the listeners. If you want to fall asleep and you can't, what can you do? What can you do? Today's episode of the podcast is sponsored by Soul. The team at Soul have launched their new out-of-office nightcap gummies, which are similar to their world-famous sleepy office gummies, but nightcap gummies, have 3 milligrams of THC, nice, for people who require something a little stronger to go to sleep. THC and melatonin in Soul's Nightcap gummies work together to promote fast, deep, restorative sleep because the THC helps you to go to sleep faster and stay asleep longer. The melatonin, which is awesome to be a part of, it signals your body that it's time to sleep, and you sleep deeply and you wake up without feeling groggy. And of course, they taste great. We're talking blueberry lemonade. It's one of the best products they make. And if you want a treat, I'm still ringing this bell. Get the out-of-office sparkling THC beverage, which, by the way, comes in a cucumber flavor. So it's Safeway. If you want to have a cucumber, this is the safest way to have it. I love them, and you should try them too. So hit the snooze button on crappy sleep and prepare for a great night. Go to getsoul.com and use the code TMOS for 30% off your order. 30% off your order using code TMOS. That's getsoul.com and code TMOS for 30% off. Speaking for myself, it's my favorite sponsor ever.
Me too.
It's really, really.
And I got confirmation that I can take it to Europe.
Oh, you can?
Yes. There's just a little bit of THC in there, and it falls under the percentage for Europe.
What about the cruise?
I've already taken it on a cruise.
Oh, so we're okay the TMOSE love
yes.
boat?
Yeah,
okay.
I will be. Yes, I will be having my soul.
TMOS love boat. I don't know what I just said. But yeah, so everybody stock up, and we'll have a great, great game of Jeopardy on the boat.
Well, and beer die.
Oh, and beer die. Well, we have to find the grand ballroom with the 10-foot ceilings. So, people, we've been talking, you know, and we really should mention, you still have a couple days that you can sign up to be a part of the cruise.
Yeah,
and
the prices really are still locked in for a couple days.
Yeah, so do that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Just that deposit in.
It's December 5th that we will be departing Miami, and we have a cocktail party the first night. We go exploring the Bahamas on the second day, and then we have a live show that night. The third day, we are on a private island. Robert, you've done the private island thing before.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm,
it is. The private island, I would be happy if we just went to the private island.
Me too. Yeah. And to be fair, Josh would really just like to be the only one on the private island.
Yeah. Do you want to pick me up next cruise?
I can see Josh by himself swimming with the dolphins. It's just me. And then have a live game on Sunday night. Might be Jeopardy, might be Match Game, might be both.
Might be both.
Yeah, we look forward to it. So sign up, and where can they get the information?
TMOSCruise.com,
okay.
I believe.
Now,
or MichaelMaroShow.com. There's a button at the top that says cruise.
While you're saving money for your cruise, this is sort of a big deal, and I hate this. Pennies are going away.
Understand this.
Why not?
How can pennies go away? We all have thousands of pennies in our homes.
I brought my jar of coins. And when Robert was in school, I would go in here and get out the coins. So there's no quarters left, but plenty of pennies. So I've got them. And I think that's where most pennies are. People have to have them in
jars.
They're
just holding them, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you pick up a penny on the street?
No.
Robert?
No.
But I also probably want to pick up a quarter on the street.
I do. I need to get pennies to fix these glasses.
I did quarters because I needed quarters for my laundry machine at school.
So machine?
Yeah, whenever I saw one, it was a good day.
I have a quarter that I keep in the truck for when I go to Aldi. So I can get the, shopping cart out. So I have one single quarter. And that just stays in the little cup holder specifically for grocery shopping.
I keep a lot of quarters because every time I go to Aldi, I keep the cart. I paid for it.
Right.
I just hook it to the back of my car and take it home.
It's worth that quarter.
It is worth the quarter. But it turns out pennies cost, where is it? They cost like 2.5 cents to make. So we're technically losing money.
How is that possible?
It's just the way it is.
Because copper costs more than...
Well, yeah.
Pennies worth. Or the copper coating, because sure it's not purely copper.
No, I think pennies are pure copper with some zinc. I mean, it's not coated.
There's something
it's an alloy.
Keep it hard.
Mm-hmm. Right. By the way, if you have the name of that ingredient, let me know. But here's the deal. They're going to let stores either round up or round down to make it be, you know, end in a 5 or a 0. But nickels, by the way, the worst coin, and I'll rank the coins.
No, I agree.
If you want me to rank the coins, I will. Nickels cost 14 cents to make.
Well, let's get rid of nickels.
That's I'm saying.
Because here's the deal. Getting rid of this penny just means that all those $4.99 sales suddenly become $4.95.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or $5.04.
Yeah. $5.05. You can't get $4.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I know that a noted financial genius on the show, my friend Matt Sroka, had a comment about the pennies going away. What did he line
all
in
that
with?
He texted me was that this is just another sign of the problems with society. That society, the fact that we are losing pennies is the downfall of society. I don't know what he means by that.
Yeah, what are they?
Well, you know what? It's a good statement. I think it's very strong.
But I would be also okay if we just got rid of all physical money altogether.
Well,
just burn
that's
it all down.
That's
I know that means like the government's going to take everything from us and it's Hunger Game world. But
That's what's coming. I just don't like seeing it going away piecemeal.
Right. Do it all at once.
I love dimes, though. Dimes are great. That's a great coin. Dimes, probably then quarters, then 50-cent piece, dollar if you can find one.
Mm-hmm.
penny than nickel. Nickel is the worst coin.
My favorite is the Bitcoin.
The Bitcoin, yeah. And also we're right now doing the coin bit, which is good.
Yeah.
What I don't rank Canadian dollars, like loonies. I don't do that. No. But no. Julia had to find loonies. Julia, she collects, speaking of which,
yeah.
Have you ever seen the like tourist attractions, the squished penny machines?
Yes.
You put in 50 cents and a penny.
Have you done
right?
it recently? Because Julia, now you don't have to put your own penny in. Which
you don't?
Makes me, no.
Well, that's where all the pennies are going. They're
which
stealing
makes
them.
Me think. That it's not a real penny it's spitting out anymore.
That's wild.
That is weird.
Julia has hundreds of them, and she actually has a printed out map of where all of them are in America.
Okay,
and so
all
she,
the machines?
Yeah, so mm-hmm. she cool. visits them. And she just got back from Niagara Falls on the Canadian side. She was doing some spying for me. And she had to go and cash in and get some loonies to get her Canadian penny made into a Niagara Falls thing. So
I just had to cash in for the European trip and had to get some European money.
Now, are you going to mostly do euros or how does that
it
work?
It is a mixture of euros and pounds because Italy is under the, and Paris are under, or France, I guess it is, are under euros.
Right.
But London is still wants you to use the
pound. Yeah, they drag their feet on the whole thing.
And
yeah.
my thing is, why can't I just use a credit card?
You probably could, couldn't
Apparently
you?
There's fees.
Oh, that's lame.
You know what? No. It's time for another war.
I had to sign up for a new credit card that says I can use it internationally.
Does it have your picture on it?
Because I refuse to use paper money.
Does it have your picture on it, the new credit card?
No.
Oh, it's a shame.
Do credit cards ever have pictures of people?
You can get pictures of anything. My credit card has a picture of the Elvis.
Well, I mean, well, you asked if it was like of Josh.
Yeah, well, you could put a picture of it of yourself.
There's a picture of me on my international driver's license as I get to drive in Italy.
You have to drive like on the wrong side of the road?
Yes. Yes.
That's going to be so weird.
We got to do an extra and talk about this.
Well, I've got a story about driving on the wrong side of the road. Let's see. Yeah, let's take a break. I'll come back and tell you about it. But you know what? Everybody, if you have pennies, put them into circulation. We can save this coin.
No.
And it's a great coin.
Don't put them into circulation. They'll steal them, they'll take them away. You have to keep them.
Okay. Well, how about this? Just send all your pennies to the Mike O'Mara Show, yes. 123 Main Street, North Pole, and we will take care of the
I
disposal.
Guarantee it'll cost more to mail a penny than to make a penny.
You know, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you could tape the pennies instead of the stamp. How much is a stamp now? Like 40 cents?
I have no idea.
Thing would weigh a ton. Anyway, yeah. Bring back the penny. Don't be stupid.
Yeah. Don't let society fall.
Yeah. Stand up, America. Pennies. It's a beautiful thing. I bet Matt right now is probably preparing an entire thing to defend it, but his initial statement is negative.
We'll see. It might be another TMOS extra.
Could be.
I'll talk to him today.
Carla, you're familiar with her. She's married to Mike. They share a marital bed.
Oh, that's right.
And she is absolutely crushing it as she helps people look and feel amazing at Dermglow. Dermglow is the way. It's all about real skincare, clinical grade products, customized treatments, and results you can see. But Carla is also your go-to for weight loss and wellness. Being a telehealth connector, she can hook you up with GLP-1s. Those are the game-changing meds everyone's talking about to lose serious weight. Plus, there's NAD Plus for energy, glutathione for detox. And the best part? It's fast, easy, and doctor approved, shipped right to your door, and there's no upfront cost to you. You just take a quick quiz, get approved, and it comes right to your home. Now, whether it's skin, weight, or wellness, you got to go to dermglow.com right now and tell her that Mike sent you. But I'm Rob, but still, Mike's name carries a lot more weight. So go to Dermglow and tell them that Mike sent you. Okay, very good. Now, driving on the wrong side of the road. This is
Yes.
I think, Robert, you were real little, so we might have just left you with Sharon. So it was just Carrie and me. We, with Don Geronimo and his wife, Frida, we flew to the south of France together. It was one of the best vacations we've ever had. But it also involved Don driving. And he was not a patient driver, but he was also very, I can take care of this. And do you remember the scene in Charlie Brown's Halloween where Snoopy is just he's just climbing through the French countryside, and it's scary and it's dark and he doesn't know where he is. Yes. That's what it felt like coming home from dinner one night.
Okay.
And we just drove. Yeah. We're on the wrong side of the road, probably mostly in the middle, driving, going through town after town after town after town. Absolutely lost. There's no ways. Maps would be a problem because we can't read French. And so as we're driving around, I'm in the back seat with Carrie, and she says, I don't want to be a problem here, but we keep passing a sign. I think we keep driving through Centerville. Every sign says Centerville.
Centerville.
And all right. I said, Carrie.
But why is the sign in English?
No, I said, Centerville just means downtown. It means the center of the town. So every town had a Centerville. But in Carrie's eye, we were just driving in circles. I believe we did stop at a bar, and through broken French, that's how we got home. But driving on the wrong side of the road has got to feel weird.
I did just get an email from a listener who said, Italy drives on the right side of the road.
Good for them.
So I'm okay.
Yeah, okay.
That makes me feel a little better. I have driven on the other side of the road in Zambia.
Is that when you were drinking the raw milk?
Yes, it was. And it was scary because I say the wrong side of the road. They don't have roads there. It's just dirt paths and everyone floors it through.
Oh, my God. So when you have that sort of knee-jerk reaction to go to the right, you're actually putting yourself into harm's way. Oh, that's
so what
bad.
I would do is I would just go 10 feet into the farm. Just go way off course whenever I saw a vehicle.
By the way, folks, if you want to pick up Josh's autobiography, it's available now, and it's called 10 Feet Into the Farm. It's a wonderful book. You'll love it. When we come back, I have some beautiful video. We are here with Josh and Robert. Thank you for staying the whole show.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You know what it is? It's the showbiz adrenaline. You can't shake it. He's a showbiz guy, just like his pop. All right, we're going to take a break, come back with video, and you are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Cremo.
I've got it right here.
Look at this body wash.
I use it every day.
It smells so good. Robert took the cologne, so I don't get to have that.
I didn't.
I thought you stole it.
I wish I did. It smelled
Julia.
Really good.
Yeah, mom has it.
Yeah.
Mom, you know what? I bet we see it for Christmas.
Yeah.
But here's the problem for body care stuff. It's boring. It makes me want to yawn. Mamma mia, it's the worst. Men's products need more variety. That's why I love Cremo. You deserve the freedom from sweat and stink, and Cremo's deodorant is designed to provide men with 48-hour odor protection. Cremo products are all barber-grade and made with pride, professionalism, and passion to guarantee you quality without compromise. Elevate your deodorant experience, and that's what I'm looking to do. I want to elevate my deodorant experience. You can elevate it with Cremo's new signature scent, the Italian Bergamot. This is what this is. Take a whiff of that, Robert. That's amazing stuff. It's bright, fresh, and robust. Or you can get the Palo Santo, which is deep, smoky, and refined. What do you think?
That is good.
Nice. They're both great. Remember, deodorant isn't just for smelling good. The scent you choose sets the tone for how you present yourself. And Cremo makes men an unforgettable first impression every time. I love this stuff. I wish you could smell me right now. I really have elevated my deodorant experience. Head to Target or Target.com to find Cremo's new line of antiperspirants and deodorants in the Italian Bergamot or Palo Santo scents. I recommend the Bergamot. Go with it. Once again, that's Target or Target.com. Beautiful video.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
And we all love the Beatles.
Close your eyes and listen to the Beatles. They're having a ball right here with us. 77 WABC.
Wow! Isn't it lucky that Mike wasn't here on the day that I had to play a Beatles jingle? So I think that's pretty lucky.
He lucked out.
Do you watch a lot of Catholic television?
I do not. Watch any Catholic television.
I did not.
Well, we have a new Pope, so it's time to turn off.
I cut the cable, so I don't get the Catholic channels anymore. But I am excited. Doesn't diminish. I'm still excited for Hot Pope Summer. This is going to be a great summer for Catholics everywhere. He blessed the water in my pool. It's exciting. But if you tune in to a Brazilian Catholic station, I know that's kind of niche, and they're talking about their vocation and how dedicated they are to God. And you have, it looks like to me, like a high-ranking priest and a couple of nuns here. It took a turn I did not expect.
Vocasa.
I mean, it's pretty good praise music.
Vocasa.
But it sounds good, and the priest back there is into it.
Yeah. Now look.
Wait.
Beatboxing, none.
With dance moves.
Dance moves. I mean, they're pretty good. I love it. I think it's pretty awesome.
I am confused, but it's not bad.
It's not bad, and you mustn't be confused. It's just Catholics doing what they do. People say Catholics have the best rhythm.
No, I haven't been to Mass in a while.
Yeah.
So maybe they've updated it.
Maybe it's either stand, kneel, or do the Roger Rabbit. I don't know all the moves are. Meanwhile, in Charlottesville, a guy was sick of the traffic in front of his house and how hard it was to cross the road, and he took it into his own hands. But that's not the real reason I'm showing this. This is the Fox affiliate in Charlottesville. And people laugh that all the anchors, the female anchors in the Fox network, look alike. I don't know. I'm not seeing it.
Man is headed to court to face a property damage charge after he tried to hand paint a crosswalk on a busy intersection near X Park.
Fox Virginia's Sarah Allen has that story. A Charlottesville man now facing up to a year in jail after being arrested on property damage charges after he tried to create a man-made crosswalk here at the intersection of Elliott Avenue and 2nd Street. Now, Kevin Cox tells me the reason he decided to do this in the first place is because he's seen how dangerous this intersection can be.
He made his own.
We can't get traffic control cameras. If the police won't enforce the law enough to communicate with people, then we have to turn to physical methods to slow drivers down.
So he took chalk and drew a crosswalk, and people started observing it.
No, I like this. I
do too.
I like his idea. I was curious about how he did it with high traffic, because I think you'd have to go out there at like midnight.
That's what
to be
I'm
able
thinking.
To do it when the cars aren't coming.
Maybe, but
or do you draw
also,
a segment between cars?
If he had like the little roller thing with the spray paint can, like you've seen people, he could do it pretty quick.
Okay,
I like two the crosses. Idea.
And I couldn't see it from my end, but like, how big was it?
Oh, well, they didn't show it.
Really. Oh, they
didn't.
And it was confusing because when you went to the third blonde. She was on.
Thank you for numbering them.
She was on location, and there was a crosswalk sign and light behind her.
Yeah, that was. You know what? That's lazy, right there. That's lazy blonde stuff.
It doesn't make any sense because there's a crosswalk where she's doing the report from.
Well, I hope it works out, and I hope he gets his crosswalk.
I might go out and make a crosswalk right in front of my house later
today. I think that'd be great.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, make it yellow. Really make a statement. And also, it reminds me of the people that call the DMV and say, can you move the deer crossing? Because I don't like when the deer cross here. Like, what? If you put this, like the deer are only going to cross where you put the sign up. These are also stupid people.
Well, kind of.
In what way?
You can control that.
By killing them? Oh, fencing. Yeah.
Fencing, you can steer the deer to where you want.
Okay, very good. Let's go with this next. This lady kind of, you know, sometimes the answer is in the question. She talks about why she doesn't talk about this much and then tells us this. But luckily, I think we made it through okay.
So given the state of the world right now, I feel compelled to share with TikTok something I don't talk about very often because it makes me sound insane.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's real or not or what it is. But basically, since 2013... me and my husband have essentially been talking to some thing on a Ouija board that goes by the name of Seven, who has been telling us that the world is going to end May 27th, 2025.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Pages and pages and pages.
Does she have an update? I need an update.
With this thing. Like pages and pages and pages.
Now, and the thing that troubles me most about this is she says, I don't want to talk about this because I'm afraid it makes me look insane.
Yeah.
And then she reveals all the journals she's taken by talking to something named Seven on a Ouija board.
And
that's crazy. I know I'm going to look this up immediately after this show.
Me too.
Well, I made it.
But
you know, but
I
you know
also
what? Mike's not here. Mike's not here today.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I also believe that her husband has been gaslighting her for 12 years.
All I know is this, is that her husband is miserable.
She says it's a Ouija board with him. So he's pushing that thing to where he wants to go.
Yeah, a Ouija board almost always has to have a cheat in it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. You can't. Of course. It won't work without the demon.
You need, well, the seven, you know, he's doing half the work. But keep in mind, world ended yesterday and Mike O'Mara not here today. Very scary, kids. Very scary. Josh, you're a religious fellow. You don't think a demon is coming to end the world. I mean, I'm not specific to Tuesday, but.
No, the world will not be ended by a demon.
Thank you. We'll be ended by a political figure.
Not the world.
Okay. Yes. All right. Get back to me on that. And let's close with this. One of the most unsung shows on streaming services right now is the John Mulaney Show. It's live every Wednesday. He's so funny. He can't help being funny. His guests are funny. The show is a great variety show. Here's a taste of some of his stand-up. I love you, John Mulaney.
The days of Uber, regardless of what you think of it now, were incredible. Those first years of Uber, it was like what I imagined Pan Am was like in the 60s. You'd get in and there was goddamn water and a big magazine and there was candy. Some of you young people are like, oh, they still have the mints. I'm not talking about mints. I don't refer to mints as candy because I'm not from fucking Russia. They had a crystal bowl filled with Ferrero Rocher chocolates and fun-sized Milky Way darks. It was the Obama years.
That's what it used to be like, folks.
I took three Ubers this weekend. They were all some of the worst Ubers I've taken.
Boston Ubers?
Boston Ubers.
Yeah. No food, no magazines?
No. What happened is the taxi drivers are now all moving to Uber.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's my theory.
Yeah, and taxi drivers don't give mints, and mints aren't candy.
Nathan Fielder made a sleeper cell of Uber driver or taxi drivers with Uber for an episode one time.
You know, Rob, as you're closing, playing the closing music, I got a question for you.
Shoot.
How do I turn off this stream?
That is very...
if we don't know we're on.
That's very true. I guess, we'll are we going to upload when it's done?
We are going to upload...
Wild.
I don't know. We will find out, but this show is going to, at least it's on YouTube.
Yeah, and you know what? We had maybe 100 people in the chat room. At least they heard the show. If it gets, Seven the Demon took our show.
Yes, yes. Seven could help us get this out on some electronic media. We'll be all okay.
You're a jackass. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow with Mike O'Mara. Robert, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course, always fun.
Love it, love it. Get Matt on. I want to talk pennies with Matt.
I'll talk to him today.
Very good. And have a great day, everybody. We will see you tomorrow.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm over here now.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.